بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ثلاثة لا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا ينظر إليهم ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم. قال: فقرأها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث مرار. قال أبو ذر: خابوا وخسروا. من هم يا رسول الله؟ قال: المسبل والمنان والمنفق سلعته بالحلف الكاذب. رواه مسلم. وفي رواية له: المسبل إزاره. As Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, there are three people that Allah ta'ala will not speak to on the day of Qiyamah. He will not look at them, He will not purify them, and for such people will be a painful punishment. Three people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not talk to them on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will not look at them, Allah will not purify them, and for them is a very severe punishment. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this three times. As Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrates the hadith, he says, "Khabu wa khasiru." Such people are then ruined, they are destroyed, they are at a loss. Who are such people, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Rasulullah sallallahu mentioned three people: al-musbilu, the person who lets his garment hang below his ankles. His trousers is below his ankles. His kurta is below his ankles. Wal mannan, the person who reminds others of the favors he has done to them. Wal munfiqu sil'atahu bil halif al kadhib, the person who sells his merchandise by taking false oaths. So three people have been mentioned, which is a very serious warning for them. Allah Ta'ala will not talk to them on the day of Qiyamah. I mean, Allah will not talk to them kindly. Allah will be absolutely angry with them. Then Allah will not look at them, meaning Allah will not look at them with a merciful glance. On the day of Qiyamah, every person, he is begging of Allah's mercy. He requires Allah's mercy. He requires Allah Ta'ala to look at him with a merciful glance. Here Allah Ta'ala will turn his gaze away from such people. And Allah will not purify them, means Allah will not forgive them for their sins. And the fourth thing is, Allah for them is a very severe punishment. These three people, again, al-musbilu izarahu, the one who lets his izar hang below his ankles. So anything you're wearing from top, the garments that you're wearing, the jubba, the kurta, should not go below the ankles. It should always be above the ankles. Wal-mannan, person who gives, some person does him a favor, then he keeps on reminding him of the favor. You remember, I did that for you, I did this for you. Especially in front of people, he embarrasses him. Quran talks about such people. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu la tubtiru sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. Don't destroy your sadaqat. You give somebody something, you help some person, you assisted him. Now in front of public, do not hurt his feelings. Don't make boast about what you did for him. So a person should not remind a person of the favors he has done to him. Do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forget about that. Allah will reward you for that. The third person is, وَالْمُنْفِقُ سِلْعَتَهُ بِالْحَلِفِ الْكَاذِبِ. Person has goods. He's got a shop. He's selling some garments or whatever items he's selling. Selling groceries, whatever it is. He's selling those things by taking a false oath. The customer comes and he speaks a lie to him. He says, I promise you I got this for this price, and I'm giving you for this price, which is a lie. So he sells his merchandise by taking a false oath. Such people, these are the consequences of what they have done. That Allah Ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, the punishment will be, Allah will not talk to them kindly, Allah will not look at them with a merciful glance, Allah will not forgive them, and for them is a very severe punishment. Hence, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, khabu wa khasiru. Such people will be at a huge ruin and a loss on the day of Qiyamah. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الإسبال في الإزار والقميص والعمامة من جر شيئا خيلاء لم ينظر الله إليه يوم القيامة. رواه أبو داود والنسائي بإسناد صحيح. As I mentioned to you when we started this chapter, that you'll find so many ahadith emphasizing the importance of for men to have the garments above the ankles. And the garment which goes below the ankles, then the person on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not look at him with a merciful glance. Here again, al-isbalu fil izar. Isbal means allowing a garment to hang below the ankles. This applies to izar, your loincloth or your trousers. Wal qamis, also the kurta that you're wearing. Wal imama, a turban. Sometimes the tail of the turban is so long, going below the ankles. Man jarra shay'an khuyala'a, that person who drags any of these things, these garments out of pride, Allah Ta'ala will not look at them on the day of Qiyamah with a merciful glance. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and amal to make, tawfiq to make amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi.